From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump confirmed Wednesday that CIA Director Mike Pompeo met secretly in Pyongyang, North Korea, with that country's leader. He said Pompeo met with Kim Jong-un last week and that it all went, quote, very smoothly. The president said the two formed a good relationship and that details of a possible meeting are being worked out.
By the way, he just left North Korea, had a great meeting with Kim Jong-un, and got along with him really well, really great. And he's that kind of a guy. He's very smart, but he gets along with people.
Trump has been meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe this week in Florida. The Prime Minister said Trump's agreeing to meet with Kim took courage. A UN security team was shot at and an explosive was detonated as the team attempted a reconnaissance mission to a Syrian town awaiting a visit from chemical weapons inspectors. Reaction from U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis.
We're very much aware of the delay that the regime imposed on that delegation. But we are also very much aware of how they have operated in the past to conceal what they have done using chemical weapons. In other words, using the pause after a strike like that to try to clean up the evidence before the investigating team gets in. So it was unfortunate they were delayed.
A UN source told VOA that none of the UN security team members were injured during the incident. The head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said the incident happened Tuesday and the reconnaissance team returned to Damascus. This is VOA News. Turkish President